Welcome to CE on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Prova Education and the National Comprehensive Cancer Network. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
Hi, everybody. This is CME on ReachMD, and I'm Dr. Paolo Scerto. Here with me today, there is an important key opinion leader in the field, a good friend of mine, Dr. Hussein Taubi. Dr. Taubi, what can you tell us about the data-driven preferred guideline recommendation in first-line therapy for metastatic melanoma?
Thank you, Paolo. Always good to see you. And really exciting to share that in the first-line setting for metastatic melanoma, we continue to have evolution and we continue to have new options for our patients. We'll review data from three important trials. One would be the CheckMate 067 trial, the Relativity 047, and also the DreamSeq trial, which allowed us to think about sequencing of treatments. So in general, I will tell you that we've been very happy to have checkpoint blockade in metastatic melanoma, where we can now offer long-term benefit, almost cures for our patients with metastatic disease. And that started with single agent ipilimumab that showed about a 22% long-term survival for patients. And so CheckMate 067 was a study that was designed to show that single agent PD-1 or the combination of CTLA-4 and PD-1 were superior to single agent CTLA-4. And that study with almost 950 patients has now 10 years data that shows us without any question that the PD-1 based approaches are superior to CTLA-4 alone. It also shows a slight benefit for ipilimumab and nivolumab combination. We know that it gives us a higher response rate. The PFS seems slightly better than single agent PD-1, and the OS looks slightly better, although not statistically significant. And just to be clear, that study was never designed to compare Ipi and Nivo to single-agent PD-1 head-to-head. So that's where Relativity 047 is really interesting. It's the combination of nivolumab and the LAG-3 antibody relatlimab compared to single-agent PD-1 in the form of nivolumab. And that was a 714-patient trial, double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled. And it was head-to-head, and it actually showed direct superiority of the nivolumab-relatlimab combination over single agent, both in terms of PFS, almost double the PFS, in terms of response rate, about 10% increase in the response rate. And we see some impact on survival, which is technically not statistically significant, but you see that even with a hazard ratio of 0.7, seven now in the four-year data, the confidence interval does not cross one for the hazard ratio. So we're kind of looking at a potential impact on survival as well. Probably the main difference between those two combinations is not necessarily efficacy, because there's mounting evidence that they look really comparable, but really toxicity. We know that ipi/nivo gives you up to 55 to 60% grade 3-4 toxicity, and sometimes more than one grade 3 toxicity per patient, and nivolumab and relatlimab gives you only about the 22% grade 3-4 toxicity. So I have those two options for me and our patients with metastatic melanoma. I rarely go to single-agent PD-1, Paolo, because now we have randomized double-blind evidence that combinations are superior to single-agent PD-1. However, you could imagine that that is a regimen that's available to you. If there are really compelling reasons to use single-agent, like major comorbidities, autoimmune disease, some other reason to do it, you possibly can, but really combination immunotherapy is the standard. The other data is if you have a patient with a BRAF mutant metastatic melanoma, of course, you can reach to targeted therapy. And we have three combinations, dabrafenib, trametinib, vemurafenib, cobimetinib, and encorafenib, binimetinib, all FDA approved in that setting. But the DreamSeq trial was a trial that compared ipi/nivo first to dabrafenib, trametinib first, and then switch at progression. And there was a 20% survival benefit in favor of immunotherapy, which is why we kind of really reached an immunotherapy as a first-line option almost for all patients. And we have a trial that was ran by my good colleague, Dr. Ascierto, that did show that in some cases, you could use 8 weeks of targeted therapy and then switch to combination immunotherapy in very specific situations.
Thank you, Sam, for this great overview about what we have at the moment available in the first line metastatic melanoma. And I fully agree with you that this moment immunotherapy, it's surely the most important treatment that should be given as first. You mentioned the DREAMM-6 and the SECOMBIT, it is the other trial, which clearly demonstrates that immunotherapy as first is better. And having said that, so this was surely a great discussion. Now our time is up, and I'd like to thank all of you for listening to us. Thank you again.
You have been listening to CE on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Prova Education and the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CE credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/prova. Thank you for listening.